Hello everyone, this is Stephen Clower, and we are back once again with another podcast on Mobile Speak 4. Today we're going to take a quick look at the new and improved virtual keyboards inside Mobile Speak 4. Now, virtual keyboards are not the fastest way to input data, even for sighted people. However, there are many touch-based devices out there that have either minimal keyboards or no keyboards at all, and it's important for people to be able to enter data, dial phone numbers, etc. The five different virtual keyboards should have you covered, and if you have multiple voice languages installed, you can even switch among those languages for data entry too. Now, the first new feature about the virtual keyboards in MobileSpeak is that they can be either dynamic or static. When a static keyboard is active on the screen, all of the keys will always be in the same spots. With a dynamic keyboard, though, the keyboard forms literally as you put your finger on the screen. In the case of the QWERTY keyboard, for example, the first letter that your finger will land on is always going to be H, regardless of where your finger is. And when you start to slide around, you will find the rest of the virtual keys in the same position to H relative to where you put your finger down. In the case of the phone keypad, you will always land on the number 5, and you can then slide your finger around to reach the rest of the digits. The dynamic and static keyboards can be toggled either while the virtual keyboard mode is active or within the MobileSpeak control panel. In fact, you can turn off dynamic keyboards altogether if you don't like them. In addition, some keyboards, like the QWERTY keyboards, will switch the screen orientation to landscape, which means you have to turn your phone 90 degrees to the left so that the screen is facing you long ways. The MobileSpeak gestures and commands will also change relative to the layout of the screen. So when a keyboard is activated that requires landscape, for example, and my phone is turned 90 degrees to the left, the touch commands shift along with it. So even though the phone is turned sideways, the MobileSpeak commands are still right side up from my perspective. And if your screen can't accommodate a landscape type layout, you can go into the MobileSpeak control panel and tell it to always use what's called portrait layout, or in layman's terms, keep the phone right side up at all times. Okay, to demonstrate the new virtual keyboards, I have a blank Word document open on my device. So I will enter the keyboard mode now by entering Go To, that's tap 1 on the top left of the screen, and long tap 4.
Go To. Keyboard, QWERTY uppercase, language, English, touch keyboard on.
Okay, so now I know that the uppercase QWERTY keyboard is active. Dynamic mode is on, so wherever I place my finger on the screen now will result on H. So let's use the dynamic keyboard, type the word hello.
H.
Okay.
Cap H.
I'm going to put my finger down again and slide to the left and up a bit to find E.
H, F, D, S, D, E.
There we go.
Cap E.
H again.
H.
And I do have the phone in landscape mode, by the way, so it's turned sideways, sliding to the right.
J, K, L, cap L, A, L, cap L.
And let's type O.
A, J, K, L, P, O, cap O.
Let's see if we can find a space here.
H.
Let's move all the way down.
Send. Ampersand. Asterisk. Send. B. N. M. N. X. Z. Space. Space. H. Cap H.
So I found the space. It was on the bottom left of the screen, and I didn't mean to type that last H. So instead of exiting the keyboard, I can correct my mistake or backspace just by quickly tapping 2, which is the top right of the screen as I'm seeing it now.
Cap H.
And it's gone. I can use the up and down swipes, by the way, to quickly review the text.
Hello.
Okay. Now I want to go to the next line, and to do that, I can simulate enter by simply single tapping on 3, which is the bottom right of the screen as I see it.
Enter.
Let's type some numbers. I can either use the phone keypad or the numeric keypad. And to start cycling forward through a keyboard, I can double tap 2 to go in one direction, followed by single taps to go through the options, or I can double tap 3 and then single tap to go the other direction. So it doesn't really matter. I will press double tap 2.
Keyboard, symbol.
I don't want symbol. So let's keep tapping till we get to numeric.
Keyboard, phone, a keypad. Keyboard, numeric.
That'll work. So I can either wait 5 seconds, or I can triple tap to close this. And this time, I don't feel like using the dynamic keypad. So I can single tap 1 on the top left of the screen. But before I do that, this keyboard is a portrait keyboard, so I have to flip my phone right side up.
Dynamic mode off.
Okay, so I just hit tap 1. Dynamic mode is off. So now it will matter where I place my finger on the screen, because if I were to start sliding from the top of the screen, for example, let's go to the top middle and see what that gives us.
3.
Okay, so that's a 3.
3.
Now if I were to place my finger near the bottom of the screen, let's try the bottom right. Let's see what that gives us.
Pound sign.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Hash.
Let's explore a little more here. Let's try the middle of the screen. What's this?
9.
9. Let's do a 5.
8. 5.
Okay.
5.
Let's do 5 again.
5. 5.
Enter.
Enter.
So let's quickly review what we have. Let's go up one line, swipe up.
3 hash 55.
That's useful. Let's go up again.
Hello.
Very useful, isn't it? But this gives you an idea of how the keyboards work. So if you don't have a keyboard, or you do and you don't feel like using it, this is another option. Another nice touch that Code Factory has made is that if you activate the virtual keyboards while either the Today screen or the phone window is active, you will automatically land in the phone keypad layout, so you don't have to switch to it. Well, that pretty much wraps it up for this demo, so I'm going to go ahead and triple tap to exit the virtual keyboard.
Touch keyboard off.
And now I can use the rest of my mobile speak commands like I normally would. So I hope this demo was informative. If you have any comments for me, you can reach me at steve@steve-audio.net. And for more information about Code Factory's upcoming release of Mobile Speak 4, visit their website at www.codefactory.es. Thanks for listening.